It's 72 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. And for that, we check in with Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like mildly defensive trade this morning following yesterday's advance. Currently, we've got December corn down a penny and a half at 3.39. March for next year, 3.49 and a quarter, down a penny and a half as well. November beans, 9.83 and three quarters, down six. January beans, 8.89 and a half, down five and a quarter. Soybean meal down $1.60 a ton at $3.1160, and soybean oil down 25 at $33.84. Looking at the wheat market in Chicago, December wheat 4.02 and three quarters, down three and a quarter. July for next year 4.46 and a half, down three. Kansas City wheat down three as well at 4.15 and a half, and Minneapolis wheat down about a penny at 4.90 and a quarter basis the December. Crude market down about 80 cents, on a dollar market that's trading a moderately defensive, but lately the influence on commodities has been a little bit muted. Currency news today will be the sorting of the influence of the new Japanese monetary fiscal policy, and we'll see how that develops through the course of the day. Export sales this morning are kind of a wow factor. Exporters sold 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2016-17 marketing year. They also sold 145,000 tons of hard red winter wheat for delivery to Morocco during 2016-17. A wheat sale on this world market is very impressive. Exporters sold 118,000 tons of soybeans for delivery to Taiwan during 2016-17. We also sold 126,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations. And finishing off that list of exports, 116,000 tons of grain sorghum for delivery to unknown destinations for 2016-17. Market appears to be scrutinizing weather yields and potential harvest progress. West and north appear to be pretty wet pattern with expected to be pretty persistent. Eastern areas appear to be more fit, but crops don't appear to be uniformly ready for harvest. All things considered, it's probably too soon to get excited about possible harvest delays, but given the profile of the funds being short the corn and the wheat market, the possibility of some short covering advance remains a possibility. An additional note is that basis levels have slipped out, especially in the eastern areas where harvest is a little bit more active, so we'll watch and see how that develops. Our hunch is that we're only basically 1 week into the harvest progress, so we've got plenty of time to get things done. No sense of urgency just yet. Ethanol production numbers due out shortly, which could give us an influence overall, usually on Wednesday it can. And also keep in mind, FOMC will conclude its two-day meeting this afternoon. Comments and interest rate decisions will be the key. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's check current conditions quickly at 8:59. We're at 72 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Relative humidity at 74%. Barometric pressure 30.13 inches and rising. And temperatures right around the 70-degree mark throughout the listing area. Danville right on at 70 degrees with sunshine. Some clouds and 70 degrees in Gibson City. Decatur checking in at 69 degrees with sunshine. Monticello mostly cloudy right now at 69 degrees. 67 degrees in Charleston and Mattoon. 68 in Sullivan and Tuscola. And 71 degrees with cloudy skies in Clinton. Sunny and hot in the forecast today. Look for a high around 92 degrees with south winds up to 5 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. We'll get down to a low of 64 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow at a high of 88. Our next chance of rain, not until Monday, as temperatures will cool off a bit into the upper 70s. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.